A man tried to get flight attendants to join the Mile High Club on a flight to Florida. A Florida anger management therapist is accused of killing a man and putting his body in a trunk. Florida has approved a bill to ban social media for children under 16. And a Florida man was found asleep behind the wheel at a stop sign surrounded by Four Loko. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy and the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Fridays. That's right. All the weird news from this week from one state, from one place. It's Florida. Let's do it. A man tried to get the flight attendants to join the Mile High Club on a flight to Florida. A man was on a flight from Louisville to Orlando, Florida, and had to be arrested. The agents say he was very disruptive on the flight. In fact, apparently he grabbed one flight attendant and asked her and another attendant if they wanted to join the Mile High Club. Are we all aware of what the Mile High Club is? That's when you have sexual intercourse on a flight. I'm not a member of the Mile High Club. I haven't gone all the way. I've just, I've had some mild escapades on a couple of flights, but that's about it. I've been in those bathrooms, and it doesn't seem like there's enough room in there to really finish the job, it would seem. Probably better to do it on an empty flight, but I've never been on one of those. Every time I'm on a flight, it's very, very crowded. So not to say that I don't want to. If there's any takers out there, let me know. Maybe you own a private plane of some sort. This is a strange way to start the segment, is it not? Yes, but yeah, what do you expect? This is Weird AF News. We have a criminal complaint filed. They say that James Finister was on Spirit Airlines. Oh, Spirit Airlines. No wonder. He was flying from Louisville, Kentucky to Orlando Airport. The complaint says that James asked the lead flight attendant if she wanted to join the Mile High Club. James reportedly then grabbed a second female flight attendant, pulled her into his seat, and asked her the very same question. Well, I can't say I'm surprised to hear that this is Spirit Air. Spirit Air's motto should be, Spirit Air, if a Waffle House could fly. And by the way, I don't know if James is aware of this, but you have to pay fees in advance when you're flying Spirit Air. There's a fee for everything, and I believe you'd even have to pay the fee up front for any sort of flight attendant nookie. Maybe he wasn't aware of that. It says here, in addition to grabbing a flight attendant and asking her to join the club, Finister also asked multiple questions about the plane's cockpit, including questions relating to entering it. How do you get in there? Hey, ladies, want to go in there with me? There's probably enough room in there to get it on. Oh, hell, it's Spirit Air. Let's just do it in the aisles. No one's going to care. Says when the plane landed, Orlando police spoke to James, who admitted to his actions. He also told the police that he had taken several shots of alcohol before the flight to calm his nerves because apparently James had never flown before. Oh, this is his very first flight, huh? Pretty ambitious for the first flight, wouldn't you say, buddy? Trying to join the Mile High Club on the first flight? On trip number one? You thought you could join the club on the first trip? Wow. This guy really had some high hopes. Well, you know, maybe because James had never flown before, he thought he was the only one left not in the Mile High Club. He's like, I made it, guys. I'm sorry it took so long. So what do? We do it in the seat? We do it in the bathroom? What about that cockpit I was asking about earlier? A Florida anger management therapist is accused of killing a man and stuffing his body in a trunk. Well, you know, therapy is a little different in Florida. Hey, between you and me, I got this super cool trick to release all your anger at once, but it's like, it's kind of illegal, man, but you can trust me. I'm a therapist. I got my certificate from the University of Phoenix online. Yeah, that's right. Confront your fears, Bob. Get in the trunk, Bob. It's called self-care. Okay, so we have an anger management therapist who has been arrested in Florida after a homeless man was fatally shot We have Florida man Travis McBride, age 46. He's accused of killing 51-year-old Clinton Dorsey, putting his body in the trunk of his car and cleaning up the blood afterwards. In the court documents, officers say they received multiple 911 calls, including one in which they were told a murder had taken place and that someone was, quote, looking in the road, cleaning up the blood off the ground and searching for shells. Well, that's nice to know that the Florida man was cleaning the ground and looking for shells. At least we know he recycles. The caller identified the alleged killer as Travis. Anyone in Florida named Travis, just run away. And they say the victim was a person named Clint. Travis and Clint hanging out. It ended in a murder. I'm so surprised. Says the perpetrator, Travis, dragged the body across the road, put it in his car, and left. A woman said the suspect was standing in front of a particular address, and when asked for clarity by the 911 dispatcher, began whispering and said, a murder was committed last night. It was a murder. It was committed last night. I don't know why you got to whisper to the 911 dispatcher. Perhaps Travis was in the next room. I don't know. Police went to where the woman said the shooting occurred and saw a large amount of drying water on the roadway. They also found a shell casing that Travis had forgotten. A woman who called 911 said that a few hours before the shooting, McBride had come over to her house looking for this fellow Clint Dorsey because McBride claimed Dorsey had put glass in a jar in order to hurt his dogs. Okay, so now we have some sort of motive, it sounds like. I thought he was trying to give some therapy. So he decided to kill the guy. The patient is no longer angry. Cured. The witness told the police that McBride said he was going to kill Dorsey. And she also said that McBride allegedly threatened her and told her not to go to the police. That explains all the whispering when she called 911. Who listens to that? I'm gonna murder your man. Don't you call the police on me. Hey, if you don't call the police, I'll even give you a free therapy package. It says Clint's body was found in Travis's 2016 Nissan Versa hatchback. McBride is listed as a therapist at Starting Point Mental Health, and he actually owns that company. The website says McBride is an anger management specialist who also has expertise in post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorders, depression, and sleep problems. Well, he put this guy to sleep forever.
Yay!
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Florida approves a bill to ban social media for kids under 16. Legislators in the Florida House of Representatives on Wednesday approved what might be the strictest regulation on social media and kids in the entire country. It's called Florida House Bill 1. It would prohibit children under the age of 16 from using most social media platforms, regardless of parental approval. Regardless of parental approval, okay. The social media platforms the bill would target include any site that tracks user activity. Well, that's all sites. Any site that allows children to upload content or uses addictive features designed to cause compulsive use. Yeah, that's pretty much all of the internet and all apps. They're designed to cause compulsive use because that's how they sell ads. We have State Rep. Fiona McFarland, a Republican, who describes social media as, quote, digital fentanyl. Oh, boy. Yeah, a little over the top, wouldn't you say, Fiona? She says it's digital fentanyl for kids when promoting the bill. It's like a digital fentanyl, and even the most plugged-in parent or attuned teen has a hard time shutting the door against these addictive features, she says. Another Republican legislator named Tyler also argued in support of the bill, saying that social media platforms are, quote, taking advantages of all the kids, taking advantages of kids growing up. Ah, oh, yeah, I gotta love the Republicans. Brought to you by the party of personal freedom and small government. The contradiction is just so glaring. You can't mandate vaccines or tell us how to raise our children. But also, hey, your kids can't use TikTok anymore. And your kids aren't allowed to read these books anymore. Yeah, Yeah. They want parental choice that only when you make decisions that they approve of. And then they're like, no parental choice for you. Now it says here, most social media platforms currently have a minimum user age of 13. This bill would allow the termination of social media accounts belonging to children under 16, including the deletion of information for pre-existing accounts. It would also require that social media sites use reasonable age verification methods to verify users' ages, as if that's going to work. I mean, when they put the age filters on, it's kind of a joke. Just a thing pops up. It's like, are you over age 16? The child enters no. The Republicans are like, hey, see, it works. We're saving the children. Now, obviously, this bill is opposed for those who argue that it infringes on First Amendment and parental rights, which one could make that argument quite easily. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, argued that social media regulation should be overseen on a federal basis and that parental approval should be sufficient for minors' use of social media. Yeah, the problem is parents don't really pay attention. There are some safeguards put into place for parental control of children's iPhones and apps and social media, from my understanding. I don't know how effective they are. I don't have children. I don't use those sorts of safeguards. But, I mean, some of you are parents. You might be using these. I don't know. Are they effective at all? Are you able to sort of monitor your child's activity on there? If you aren't, you should at least try. It says here, this legislative action in Florida comes at a time when social media companies, as well as parents, legislators, and medical providers are trying to figure out just how to approach social media and children. It's definitely a concern, but instead of this ban, you should ban people over 65 from social media. I mean, these people 65 and over are far, far more susceptible to lies and scams and conspiracies. Haven't you noticed? But, I mean, regarding the children, I suppose we'll just have to wait and see how it all unfolds in Florida. Oh, Florida. Old enough to birth and raise a child. Too young for social media, apparently. A Florida man was found asleep behind the wheel with Four Loko in the cup holder. See what happens, Four Loko, when you remove the caffeine from your proprietary blend? Do you guys remember Four Loko used to be booze and caffeine at the same time? But then I think lawmakers stepped in and were like, nah, 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 can't have caffeine with the alcohol. Meanwhile, we're all drinking Red Bull vodkas anyways, and that seems to be okay. We have here Brevard County, Florida. A 33-year-old Florida man had his eyes closed and his mouth wide open with one hand on the gear shift when a deputy, who apparently took a few photos of the scene, approached him. He was snoozing at a stop sign in the middle of the road. Gabriel Ngangang? The N followed by the G always throws me off. Choose one or the other. It's either Ngangang or Gangnang. Gangang. Anyways, he's a Florida man nonetheless. He simply dozed off, it says, but the circumstances surrounding his nap landed him in the county jail. He's facing some criminal charges. This all occurred because a concerned citizen reported a suspicious vehicle obeying the stop sign, quote, a little too seriously. I love that. Someone's really obeying the stop sign. I mean, they've been there since Tuesday. You might want to come by and check this out. When the deputy arrived, Ngangang Gangang was fast asleep behind the wheel. The police officer took the opportunity to take some photos through the car's windows, which clearly showed the 33-year-old Florida man in the driver's seat behind the wheel with one hand on the gear shift and a Four Loko next to him. Four Loko, they're saying, is a 24-ounce malt liquor beverage. They say also, ironically, a mattress was in the back of the vehicle. Oh, all he had to do was move 3 feet back, and the Florida man wouldn't be in jail this moment. I think you got to give this dude a pass, though. He probably needed all that fuel to stay awake, to work his four jobs and to feed his kids and house his family in this dang economy. And he didn't realize that Four Loko had removed the caffeine. See, Four Loko, you just got to put the caffeine back in there, Four Loko. For all the Floridians who have run out of meth to keep him awake. The man was detained, it said, which appears to have startled him. Yeah, I'm sure he was very startled. His car was searched. Deputies discovered a glass pipe and a glass jar testing positive for meth and codeine. All right. Well, he was all out of these fuels, apparently. He's charged with DUI, possession of an open container in a motor vehicle, possession of controlled substances, and possession of, come on guys, say it with me. You know what it is. Possession of what? Drug paraphernalia. That's right, our favorite word on Florida Friday episodes. Drug paraphernalia.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Every day it's Florida man, he's on the meth. We find him sitting behind the wheel with Four Loko in his lap. Thank you. Thank you, my loyal listeners, for spending another Florida Friday episode with yours truly. I'm so grateful. And I want to thank everyone who reached out to me the past couple days, sending me just beautiful, beautiful Florida man stories. Made my job easier. Hope you enjoyed the episode. You can always send me stories to funnyjones@gmail.com. You can also just say hello. Just reach out. Reach out on the email. You can reach out via Instagram. My account is @funnyjones. You can say hello. You can even call the show. We have a phone number here. You can leave a voicemail telling me how much you adore me. 646-450-2012. That's the number. It's free unless you're out of the country, I think. But if you're out of the country, just email me. It's all good. Or you can actually go through Instagram and leave a voice note in there, I believe, too, and I can listen to it. Pretty cool. Anyways, hope you guys are having a nice weekend, or you're about to have one, or you already had one, maybe. Love that. Maybe watching some football this weekend, drinking a few adult sodas, as they say, having some adult sodas, having a few pops, watching some football. I'll be doing some shows, and if you're in the LA area, please just consult my Instagram for all the information on where the shows are happening, @FunnyJones, that's how you do it. Now, maybe you're rolling in the dough and you'd like to support the show. That's pretty easy. Just go to weirdafnews.com. You can buy Jonesy a coffee to keep me caffeinated by clicking on the little coffee icon that's on the homepage. It says buy me a coffee right there. Or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/funnyjones. Buy me a coffee there. You can also join the Patreon. That's like buying me a coffee every month. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Patreon.com/weirdafnews. Or go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon banner. If you haven't subscribed yet, please consider doing so. These are all what are called calls to action. So I'm giving you guys calls to action to give you some action to do to help me out to keep the show going, you know, because without you, the show doesn't go. It just won't go without you. So yeah, sometimes we need your assistance around here, but you don't have to do all that. I mean, maybe you're not rolling in the dough. You can't support Jonesy's little empire here. I say empire. It's really just one guy in a closet. If that's the case, you could just help out by telling a friend over the weekend about Weird AF News. Hey, give this show a try. It's a lot better than the mainstream news, which is quite depressing. At least with Weird AF News, you know, you'll have a few laughs. Not a lot, just a couple per episode, I'd say. Yeah. God, what do you expect, man? I mean, it's a free podcast recorded in a closet. What do you think? I got a team of writers here? I mean, come on now. We're going to get a couple laughs, you know? A couple laughs, maybe learn something about the weird world that we all live in. Yeah, I think that's what this is all about. Anyways, I love you very much, and I appreciate your time. Have an amazing night, and we'll see you on Monday. Good luck with your life, man.